Hello and welcome to another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine. And we're going to continue on with a series called The Lower Lights. And the individual we're looking at in this portion of The Lower Lights is one called Nymphas. Now this is another name that appears in the last chapter of Colossians, in verse 15. And it's inserted in a general word from Paul relating to brethren which are in Laodicea. Salute the brethren which are in Laodicea, says Paul there, and Nymphas, and the church which is in his house. This is the only mention of this name anywhere in the New Testament, and, in fact, it's not even clear if the Nymphas in question was a man or a woman. Nymphas was one of those names that might have been borne either by a man or a woman, and it has been attached to the male, in this case, more or less by usage. Be that as it may, however, this saint was well known to Paul, and known unto the Saviour of his church. Nymphas, then, had provided a place of meeting for the Church of Christ within his or her home, in or around Laodicea. It would seem that he or her possessed a house big enough for this purpose, and the fact that he set it at the disposal of the Lord's people doesn't go unnoticed in the word. It might speak of a once-off act. One day or one evening, when this saint of God made the offer of a roof over the head of the church in that area. Or it might also conjure up for us perpetual service, preparing that house, making things ready for the gatherings of the saints within the home from week to week. Whatever the case might be, that act, or those actions by that once-named believer in our Lord, male or female, stands written and remains written for us up until this very day. There are many such acts and actions in the history of the Church. One piece of service done by some totally unknown man or woman that sparked off a whole chain of events that brought eternal praise and honour to Christ our God. One day, an old bookseller called at a lonely farmhouse where a young man by the name of Richard Baxter lived. Young Richard Baxter bought a single, thin volume from the old peddler. It was Richard Sibbes, Bruised Reed and Smoking Flax. Baxter read the little book that he had bought, and it was the means of his conversion. He in turn wrote a book later on in his life called A Call to the Unconverted, which was the means of salvation to many. Among those was Philip Doddridge, who then wrote The Rise and Progress of Religion in the Soul, which was the means of salvation under God to William Wilberforce, who then wrote A Practical View of Christianity, which led to the conversion of Lee Richmond, who penned The Dairyman's Daughter, which brought God's light of the gospel to many souls. Baxter we know, Doddridge we know, and Wilberforce we know, and Richmond we know. But who was that old bookseller who did what he could and began the whole chain of events, like Nymphas, or Jesus, which is called Justice, and so many more? He was a lower light that shed such beams as the Lord had given to him, and who now shines with the brightness of the Father in the kingdom of his dear Son. The message of the everlasting Scriptures is very clear. Let the lower lights keep burning. Thank you for joining me and listening to this podcast from the Wicketgate magazine, and we trust indeed that the Lord will undertake for you in all those things. Let the lower lights keep burning. Thank you.